mitzvah of Kriyashma by using the phrase B'shachma of Kumecha. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Brachos that one is required to recite Kriyashma in the morning at a time when it's still considered to be a zman of Uva Kumecha. This machlok is at Tanoim, how to precisely define of Kumecha. We pass it like the view of Rabbi Yeshua, that for the first 3 hours into the day, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Therefore, after the first 3 hours of the day, if one missed man Kriyashma, so we assume la halacha that one has not fulfilled the mitzvah, even on the level of deraisa. So therefore, one should be really, really careful to make sure to recite Kriyashma before the sov zman Kriyashma. There is a machlokes acharonim, how precisely to calculate the hours of the first 3 hours of the day. A general machlokes, but how to calculate zman hayom. Many of us follow the view of the Vilna Gaon. That's why very often you'll see the two different Zman of Kriyashma that are listed, the Magen Avraham Zman, the Vilna Gaon Zman. So most of us follow the view of the Vilna Gaon, which we call the later Zman, but after that time, one will not fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah. So one really should take the utmost care to fulfill Kriyashma properly. What if for whatever reason one overslept, one wakes up after the Zman Kriyashma, should one still say Kriyashma or not? So the answer is yes, for a variety of reasons. So first of all, the Gemara tells us that although one can only be yotze kriyashma min haTorah for the first 3 hours, one can still recite the brachas of brichas kriyashma a little bit later than that. So therefore, it would be appropriate, it would be required for a person to still daven, to still say the brachas of kriyashma, even though one technically missed his man kriyashma. How late can one recite the brachas? That's a further question. There are those who say one can only recite the brachas for one extra hour until the sov zman tefillah. There are others who say one can recite the brachas until chatzos. Even one opinion that says you can recite the brachas of Kriyashma the entire day. So there are different views about that. We generally don't follow the third view. We different poskim. Some follow the first or the second view. But if for whatever reason the person missed by Kriyashma, why you try to daven as quickly as possible to at least get the brachas of Kriyashma in at potentially their correct time. In addition, the Shagas Aryeh tells us that although one may have lost the mitzvah of Kriyashma, one can still fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Atzias Mitzrayim. The Shagas Aryeh understood that there are only two different mitzvahs. One is B'shachpo of Kumecha, and the other is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day and night. And the two Zman and the two times are not necessarily dependent one upon the other. So even if a person really, really overslept, and wakes up 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so they should still, at least they should say the mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, they would still fulfill that mitzvah. Not everyone agrees to the Shagasai, but at least the Shagasai was of that opinion. Many poskim do concur with that, that the mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom can actually be fulfilled for the entire day. Even putting everything else aside, putting aside all the technical halachic reasons, if one missed Kriyashma, it's still a good idea to say Kriyashma, because it's still Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, and every person should be Makabbalah Machu Shemayim each and every day, each and every night. So even if for whatever reason one may not be fulfilling the technical mitzvah, it's still a good idea to say it. It's for this reason that the Rishonim write that women have a custom to say Shema as well, even though technically women are exempt from Kriyashma. It's a classic Zman Grom, it's a time-bound positive mitzvah. Nevertheless, the proper practice is that women do volunteer to recite Shema, because even if one is technically exempt from the mitzvah, it's still an important thing to do in order to be Makabel or Malchus Shemayim. I wish everyone success, Hatzlacha for the rest of the summer, and keep up the good work, keep up shtagging away, and try to learn Torah and observe the mitzvahs properly.